should be falling. Listen to reason. Season is calling. Stand in the place where you live.
Welcome to Prosperity Propaganda with Yanker and Chad. How are we doing? Let's move that microphone a little bit. We got a little bit of a reverb going on here. I'll just lower it.
Thank you, two cello guys.
I know. We opened with the two cello guys, and I don't know if you recognize this song, but it was Thunderstruck. Yeah, but I like that version of it. It's a little more tame. You know, doesn't feel like you're on meth. No, I'm just kidding. Doesn't feel like you're just going crazy like AC/DC can. You know, but I love that energy too.
Lord,
but
Yanker.
We're trying to last the whole hour. We're not trying to just lose it in 5 minutes. Yeah. Although I'd like to lose it in 5 minutes sometimes, but guys, I'm at a good point right now, meditating a lot. This last week I've been meditating. I had a very spiritual experience. I heard a voice in my head after talking to a friend. The friend was like at such a high spiritual level that like just talking to him was like a deep meditation, you know? Like as soon as I ended talking to him, if you've ever, you can think I'm crazy, you can think I'm woo-woo or whatever, but there's a third eye, you know, you have your third eye, and that was open, wide open, baby. And I heard this voice in my head, and it said, "Your sincerity will save you." And I wasn't afraid of death. I knew that my sincerity would live on in other people around me. And then I told that to someone. I said, you know, I heard this voice, blah, blah, blah. And he was also someone who had been meditating at this group meditation. And he said, God doesn't use words. You know, he doesn't use words. And he was basically making me feel insecure with my connection with God. I mean, come on. You know, he operates in energy, but he spoke to me in words. Okay. He had a nice conversation with me. He did that. Chad.
Lord Yanker, everybody.
Keep going.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Chad Michaels, everyone.
Super guest.
He's been my guest host for the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks.
The man with three first names. You can trust a man with three first names.
I choose him 9 times out of 10. Audiences prefer Chad William Michael.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So Lord Yanker and I have been getting to know each other a little bit more through the comedy world.
Yeah.
He's been inviting me out to these Echo Park.
Yeah.
What's the name of the
Echo Park?
Let's
promote that. There's the last one this next Thursday. This coming Thursday. They probably wouldn't like us promoting it.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, they would. The Lotto Grotto. It's got the Lotto Grotto.
In Echo Park.
And
from 9 to midnight.
Summertime Sadness open mic. I think it's on the Comedy Bureau. You can check thecomedybureau.com. For more details.
Just a little fair warning, though. It is like the ultimate therapy session. I do sit up front and I listen to this barrage of crude comedians getting everything, you know, off their chest that they need to.
Yes.
And it can be very challenging, actually, listening to what comes out of the minds of most.
Sorry, we were having a little of, I think... Someone's talking to us in the reverb.
We're back. We're returning.
We're returned.
But so to sit there and just observe what people are saying is as crude and ruthless as it can be, I believe it's really just shining light on some things in my mind, in my heart that need to be dealt with. You know, a little bit more compassion, tolerance, and kindness towards myself and all others. I feel like this is a good round the rosy, good repetition of the things that do work in my life. And all the positive things, the kindness and optimism, but more than that, gratitude. I feel like, I wrote down full moon. I feel like we need to maybe touch on this a little bit.
Full moon?
Just coming over the crest of this full moon. I mean, I was drinking a lot of carrot and beet blood.
I was drinking a lot of carrot blood as well.
Yeah, I feel that. Like I was trying to not become a werewolf, so I was just tapping into the carrot juice and like, oh, that the blood of beets, keeping the vampire, you know, down a little bit. Buddy was eating a triple bacon cheeseburger in front of me. He goes, "Chad, come over here. What do you think about this?" I'm like, oh my gosh, another human being would emerge if I had a little bite of that. But yeah, we made it through the full moon. Beautiful. Well done.
Yeah.
Not too many people transcended.
Too many people noticed, but yeah.
So Thursday night, Echo Park, if you'd like to come. Also, take this moment of promotion at the Mean Streets CrossFit Gym on Saturdays, 2:15 to 3:15. I've been doing restorative meditation / mindfulness, positive affirmations, just all the things that can help restore the mind and body to performing at an optimal level, especially here in Los Angeles. It can be a little cartoony around here, huh?
Oh, yeah. cartoony, yeah. Are you still doing Wednesdays as well?
Wednesday evenings at 9. I'd start around 9 o'clock, but the last class is at 9:30, and I help the CrossFitters restore their bodies after those grueling workouts. 9:30 to about 10, 10:15-ish in the evenings. Downtown Main Street.
Oh, wow. What
Thank you, Mean Streets. My biceps are growing into the largest arms in the universe. Hollywood, I got your back coming, too. You better believe it.
Going for that Mission Impossible.
Yes, and also thank you for all the Chaz and Yanker Maniacs out there listening. We have a record number of listeners.
We do, right, yes. We do have a record number.
We don't want to say the number, but it's a record number. It's huge. It's huge, man.
It's a secret.
But thanks for listening. You know, even if it's in the background, we hope to smile, release some endorphins, you know, just... Yeah. Whatever to do, smile. It doesn't matter what comes up. No big deal.
Yeah. Should we get into a little laughter yoga warm-up for the laughs?
Let's do it.
All right.
How do we start this off, Yanker?
Okay. There's a few. I'm just going to go over four different kinds of laughs, okay?
This is laughter yoga,
huh?
Oh, gosh.
All right?
Prepare yourselves. Here we go.
So imagine you're at a restaurant, okay? And the waiter comes by with your check, okay? And he hands you the check, and just imagine with your hands just opening up the check, and then you look at the amount. And this was a 5-star restaurant, people. This was a 5-star restaurant.
In
Los
Angeles.
Very expensive. You got a kale salad, but it's still expensive. And you open it up, and then you just go...
So we're laughing with you, Yanker.
So we're laughing, yeah. I hope you guys are laughing at home.
We're just in a fake laugh, right? Is this what we're doing?
It's
kind of
fake laughter. Yeah, it is fake.
Fake
it till you make it.
Till it happens?
Till it happens, for real.
All right, keep us going.
Keep us going.
You're the guide.
I got another one here.
Keep it rolling.
This is cell phone laughter. So you pretend you're receiving a call, then you put it up to your ear. Just go, hello? Hello? All right.
All right, laughter yoga.
Yeah, those
we're,
are
we're
just
getting,
a little sample. It's
we're,
just a
we're
little
getting
sample.
There. We're going to work on that one.
What? That made you laugh, Chad.
Yeah, you did. All right, this is what I desire to be. I desire to be a great storyteller. It seems to me... Up until this point in my life, when I release the climax of the story here, I am the only one really laughing. So it's like I gotta work on this punchline stuff. I'm surrounded by comedians, but yet I don't know if I can title myself a comedian yet. Working with a lot of, comedy is definitely a healing source. I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah. I've been connecting with comedy is always midnight blue. I write a lot of like dark stuff about my life, but it's always got to have that little inkling of hope in it. Otherwise it's not comedy. So that little inkling of God, that little inkling of something that just lifts it up from just being, all about, negative stuff.
Yeah, this last week has been also, we'll say, dark in a way, just observing it, trying not to indulge too much in it, but I think it's just a much part of my life is about the light side and being positive and optimistic, being a maniac in that aspect.
What is your mind jujitsu that you, because I feel like what I've noticed is that people do this jujitsu with negative people, you know, and I've watched it on a bathroom wall, actually, in the Lexington, if you've seen it. But there was a negative guy who goes, I hate myself. Someone crossed it out and goes, I love myself. Then someone crossed it out and said something very gross. And then someone crossed that out. And you just see, and it's this fight between forces. And you see it, the forces of negativity and the forces of positivity. So What are the strategies you use to combat it?
I have borrowed Gratitude Rampage. I go on a rampage of gratitude.
Ooh, that sounds cool. What goes on in the Gratitude Rampage?
So it seems like it's been years of therapy when I wake up in the morning. If I had a samurai sword, some mornings I think, I don't know what would happen. So I just rampage of gratitude. Even if my face is all grumbly and whatnot, it's just thank you. You know, I used to, 4 years ago when I started my intense therapy, you know, rehabilitation, restoring my mind, reprogramming in a way. So we're still deprogramming from old thought habit patterns, from, you know, whatever teachers, all these great people in our lives that gave us the best, you know, just reprogramming, getting rid of the things that don't serve. But I would have sticky notes all over my apartment. All in the mirrors, and especially you. I start with, what are you grateful for? Right when I'm taking a tinkle in the morning, it's the first place I go. You know, like, what are you grateful for? I'm like, well, I guess thank you for a toilet, you know? And you just go from there, and it's a snowball effect. It gets bigger and bigger, and before you know it, you're smiling and you're laughing at your own goofy self for taking yourself so seriously. Just really desire in my life all day long to be in the flow, you know, my higher self or whatever you want to call it. I've been really working on balancing mind, body, and spirit. I guess I've read enough, but to experience it is another thing. Just really exploring that on my own, you know, and so many people can tell you what this and that. Just the self-experience is going to be the one thing that's really going to lead you. And my Saturdays and anytime I'm sitting with people and meditating with them or stretching, doing some yoga, breath, you know, taking a deep breath is going to be, that is the foundation. Breathing is the foundation. If I can remember to take one deep breath, before I respond or react in this world, it's going to, I believe it's always going to be a positive thing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think it is. It's all about the questions you ask. You have to ask yourself the right questions.
Yeah, so
like, what would I do if I couldn't fail? That's a good question. Or what would I do with $1 million? And answer that and dream about that. And dream about... Because the more you can dream about the specifics and the things that you want, the closer you get to them, the closer you get to having those things in your life.
I agree. A friend reminded me truly about what wealth is this weekend. He's like, you know, are you able to get all the superfood, organic food you need in the water? I'm like, yes, I'm eating really well. I have a great place to rest. He's like, well, that's wealth. That's being rich.
Yeah.
You know, rich with time, rich in relationships, rich in money, you know, always having the money you need. Freedom units at the perfect time in exchange for the goods and services that we desire in our life. Truly learning what you don't need, but what do I want? What do I want? And really believing I deserve to get all the things I want and desire coming from a wholesome... It's getting a lot more wholesome, you know, my mind and just cleaning house. Really do desire to be a blessing to myself and to all other beings.
Yeah. I think my experience is one that's I'm very grateful for and privileged, but I grew up with money and I think that when you don't have to survive, your questions that you ask in your life are very different. And one of them is, how can I thrive?
How can I thrive?
How can I thrive? Because that is, I think deep down, that's what we all want, is we not only want to survive, but we want to thrive. We want to enjoy where we are in this point in life. We want our relationships to lift us up and getting deeper into mastery of the things that we're interested in and getting us closer to operate to transcending, to operating on a different plane from where we started, from growth, from opportunity, from all these things. And they come from enjoying now too. You know, I think that's what a lot of our society tells us, to put off enjoyment a lot, you know, to sacrifice so that one day you're going to enjoy, or one day
today's the day. That's it, man.
You know, everyone who I meet, who our time on this earth is so
momentary,
you know, and we have to seize those moments and use them, because the moment is the pinnacle of everything, is the pinnacle of potential, is the pinnacle of change, is the pinnacle of dreaming of a future, you know, and believing in a future that can only happen
right now. Yes. Lewis Hay has been teaching me, looking at myself in the mirror and saying, what do you need right now? What do you need right now to be balanced? What do you need right now to get your vibrations up, at least to gratitude, minimum gratitude?
Right.
And I let the answers come, and I sit there and I gaze until I smile. It's necessary. Yeah. It's a good medicine throughout the day.
It is good medicine.
As long as it's a good workout too. You gotta get a workout, and you gotta squeeze and milk all the goop out of your body with a good intense workout. I recommend good yoga studio or CrossFit studio or whatever you're into. Jogging, cycling. I love the cycle. Go to the beach. Go swim. Go surf. Longboarding. Swing on the swings. Whatever you got to do.
Be in motion. Be in motion.
There's a time to sit still and there's a time to play. Each day, though. All day.
Time to get that. One of my favorite Hunter S. Thompson quotes is, if it gets your blood boiling, then it's worth doing.
Get that face red each day.
Yeah.
I believe exercise for me really teaches me, has helped me learn to cope with intense emotions such as anger and rage. You feel it come on.
Chad Michaels.
The man of peace, you
the
know?
The man of peace.
Lots of rage.
And with lots of rage.
Hallelujah.
Let's find a song of rage. Let's play him something.
You know, I got
one. Headbanger, right? You've been listening to some headbanger music. You don't want to acknowledge it. You're a little scared to acknowledge.
I am.
You've been loving this headbanging music. But I think it's the time. I think it's the time.
I've been returning to it. I've been really returning to the thrashing lately.
The thrashing.
Within the last 2 weeks.
The thrashing and the gnashing of teeth in hell.
Yeah. I feel like I'm really coming up on this full moon. I was getting pretty wild. But, you know, a lot has come up. A lot of werewolf, you know, but a lot of good grieving and rage. I believe there's a place for it, as long as you stay balanced about it.
Of course.
But you know what, on a less than funny note, you know, it's my cousin. I got to say a shout out to my cousin Joshua Lauren, man. It's his birthday today. He has moved on to the next, but I love him dearly. And this song was shared with me by my brother Grant this morning in Syracuse, New York. He's a New York State powerlifting champion at 19 years old. His biceps are pretty large, but this song is Revolution by Cybreed. It's the first time I've heard of these guys, but it's intense, so, you know, buckle down, stay balanced if you want to. It's a three-minute song, but breathe through it and just observe what comes up. And I feel like these things can be healthy in small doses.
Yeah.
Helping me. You know, I used to have bang a lot in my early 20s. While I was doing a lot of lifting in the gym, and to return to this with a balance, you know, more of a balanced mind and a loving attitude towards my past. You know, I really want to love every part of my past, you know, so I can really move forward in the future. And I feel Perfect. Like this song really may captivate a few of those moments. Thank you.
Thrash therapy, everybody.
Yeah, this is thrash therapy.
Let's do it. Love it. Yeah.
thank you for the revolution. So just feel what you're feeling. I think it's good. I think it's good to really visit those places and be able to empathize with other people who do experience a lot of anger and rage and negative emotions. I remember and still do. And I feel these things come up. Maybe a lack of understanding. I guess I don't need to understand just to breathe through it. And really thank you, you know, be thankful for the grace and the mercy in my life too. I'll appreciate it. You know?
Yeah.
Lord Yanker, we need an uplifter, my friend.
Of course.
What do you got for us?
Well, I think I just recently watched one of my favorite. I grew up listening to the Beach Boys and loving just Brian Wilson's music, and I don't know, if you've seen Love and Mercy, it's a great movie, you should check it out. It's a great story about someone who's able to trust in themselves and believe in themselves and overcome manipulation. It's a story that has resonated with my life. It's one of the reasons why I'm doing a radio show is because I feel like a lot, I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin voicing my opinion, and this allows me the venue to do it. And I think what you need to have that power and to accept that power of someone else is you need love and mercy. So here we go.
Love and mercy to you and your friends tonight.
So hope that lifted you back up. And trust that for every...
Coming back from the dead.
Yeah. That for everything we put you through, we put you back up too.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just leave you. We can't just leave you down like that.
We'll guide you through the valley of the shadow of death. Fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort thee. And Bugs Bunny does.
And Bugs Bunny. All right, let's get fun here. This is a cartoon segment of the show. We're going to play some cartoon.
Thank you, Daffy. A featured cartoon.
All right, what's holding up the works? What's all the...
Oh, what a cute little pink bunny rabbit. Just what I always wanted, my own little bunny rabbit. I will name him George, and I will hug him and pet him and squeeze him.
I'm not a bunny rabbit.
And pat him and pet him and...
You're hurting me. Put me down, please.
And rub him and caress him and...
I ain't no bunny rabbit!
Not a bunny rabbit, George? Then how come you have long ears? How come?
Long ears? Oh, those aren't ears. Those are sleeves. So now put me down, please. Huh?
Oh, George, you were naughty to pretend you was a bunny rabbit. I will punish you good. Bad old George.
Look, Doc, I know where there's a real bunny rabbit, a very cuddly and a fubsy rabbit.
And then, after a carrot boiga and a malt in Albuquerque...
Oh, Bugsy! Bugsy, buddy!
Oh, hi! What's up, Doc?
Come here, old pal.
My own little bunny rabbit dying.
Hey, an abominable snowman!
I will name him George, and I will hug him and pet him.
Oh, sure. I know I'm a louse, but I'm a live louse.
Thank you, Bugs. Thank you, Daffy.
How'd you find that one?
It came to me in a dream.
It came to you in a dream?
It came to me in a dream.
A dream in cartoons.
It reminds me of Tommy Boy, Chris Farley. It seems like Chris Farley got some of this stuff from here.
Yeah.
His chicken wing bit in Tommy Boy. I learned how to be a salesman by watching Tommy Boy and Chris Farley over and over and over. Also, maybe a little bit of motivational speaking from Chris Farley as well. Thank you. Gotta love the electronics.
Yeah, I was just listening to or watching some of Beverly Hills Ninja. Do you ever watch that?
I have seen that one.
It's kind of interesting. We got a lot of reverb here.
I'm looking at the Little Mermaid right now. How much reverb she has. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Don't you think my collection's complete? Don't you think I'm the girl that has everything? I got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. Who's its and what's its galore? Thingamabox, I got 20. Who cares? No big deal. I want more. Have you seen Little Mermaid?
I haven't. I never got to see that one.
I've seen it over 100 times for you.
You've seen Little Mermaid over 100
Probably times. Over 100 times.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast over 100.
I remember watching Beauty and the Beast a lot.
And Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, of course.
Chris Farley gave me permission to have a missing tooth, apparently.
Chris Farley?
Yeah. Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
That's probably why Mom and Dad didn't want me watching it. Thank you, Mom and Dad. You tried to help me. You tried to help me. Did great. Let's talk about the silence. We got 21 more minutes with you. Blessed 21 minutes, I think. Few minutes of silence, you know, just a few moments of silence is good.
Yeah.
So that's like where I really find serenity and peace to deal with life, you know, on a side life note, third dimensional note here.
Yeah.
Just breathing, and we sat for 30 minutes before before we came here.
We did sit for 30 minutes, and I used to do a lot of more guided things, but sitting with you in the silence was a lot more... I think we think we need more guides than we really do, you know? I think sitting in our own silence is a lot, is almost enough. And the other stuff is artificial. The other stuff is fleeting. Everything you play on your phone or all the songs and all these things, they're bleeding out what is organic to the silence of life, you know?
Breath work. How organic is that?
Yeah.
Just take a deep breath, you know? Meditation's easy, actually. Meditation... I feel like still, in my mind, I complicate it, but it's easy. It's really easy. It's just you take a breath, take another breath, you take another breath, you take another breath, and you take another one. And you just do it. Keep your eyes closed. And you try to just really search out, you know, you just let things be. You let the mind do its thing. We can't shut the thoughts down. They just keep going. So you just watch it like a movie. It's cool, you know, it's really cool to find, you know, if you feel like you're in a swamp and you don't like what's going on around you, close your eyes and take a deep breath and guide yourself out of the swamp, you know, instead of, I'm talking for myself, looking even for the cartoons to help pull me out, you know, oh, I gotta be positive, I gotta be optimistic, I gotta be strong, I gotta be this, I gotta be that. Yeah, just letting it be with some silence. Yeah. Just sitting in the muck, you know, getting comfortable in the swamp, I think is really important for life.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, someone gave me a metaphor and it stuck with me this week, and it's imagine your lifeblood, your creativity is just a golden leaf flowing down a river, and that you can never get in front of the leaf. You always have to let it flow, and it might get on a rock or something, but you have to keep letting it flow. You know, and I think that helps me because I always would get ahead of myself a lot, and I think you do that every time you compare with someone else. And I think it's important to just stay in your moment, because it's your moment. It's no one else's moment. And it's offensive, I think, sometimes to get into someone else's moment and to think that you know their moment. Because you don't.
I've always said, and I still believe it, that there's no adventure quite like the one just sitting still in silence. You know, no matter how much adventure and world travel that I do, I love the physical adventure, the physicality of being human. However, the adventure sitting still alone in silence is epic, truly epic.
Yeah.
It's really, I feel like, the one that really matters the most. They're all equally important, correct? But
yeah.
It's just a thought.
Is there something... yeah, they are equally important.
I am learning that. I'm learning balance in every truth of my life. You know, if I'm sitting in silence, that's really important. But also being in the community and sharing my gifts. You know, I really am a physical... I love physical fitness. I love being fit. I love eating healthy. I love biking, hiking, and hanging out with people at the beach and playing volleyball. But I love sitting still and meditating as well. You know, I love having a bunch of cookies. I did yesterday, you know, just enjoying a cup of coffee with you earlier. These are the things that are really important.
And I...
All equally important.
Yeah. And I love that as well. But I love acting and stand-up and writing and performing every night. I love
you
it.
Like to do that? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You love to entertain.
I do.
You had some great poise on Thursday night, the best I've seen. You know, you deliver your jokes, and then you had great poise. Your positioning, your energetic and physical positioning was wonderful with the crowd, and you're progressing. Every week I see a progress.
Yeah.
We fail a lot. I mean, I see a lot of comedians and... people, this is the mecca of entertainers, right? From world, everybody in the world comes to Los Angeles to practice their entertainment career, and it's as equally important to fail as it is to be successful.
Well, failure is most of it. I think that's what
maybe 50-50. Let's hope 50-50.
Well, let's hope. I would say that you know, when someone sees someone be successful, they're seeing them in a totally absurd way from where they've gone. They're seeing the end of the journey. Or not the end of the journey. There is no end, but they're seeing
one
them
of the pinnacles.
At a pinnacle rather than seeing them climb.
I grew up on, yes, yes, keep going.
No, and I think that with me, I'm in that climb, and I'm in that climb in Los Angeles, which is crazy because there's no place that you can hide.
None.
There's no place to hide in LA. That's what I love about it. There's no place to hide. You know, you are here and you're on display.
Yes.
But I think I approach stand up with a bunch of false starts, as I've approached a lot of life and a lot of work. And if there's anything that I can teach you, it's that you have to be open. You can't close your door. You
keep
can't,
it open, huh?
You have to keep it open. You can't, you have to keep it open to new experiences, to making judgments, and then having those judgments dissolve before your eyes and not be scared.
Even giving yourself permission to feel all the negative emotions.
Feel everything.
Feel everything.
Because we're supposed to make judgments. That's how we are. Our mind is wired. We're constantly making judgments.
So it's okay to be sad.
It's okay to be sad, and it's okay to be judgmental. But I would say the one thing is that there's no beginning and no end. Let's not delude ourselves and believe that there was this. Yes, you were born, but life itself, I mean, life itself is an expanse. You know, it's an expanse where you can find starting points and jumping off points and everything, but that there's no arrival, you know, but that's, there's no arrival, but at the same time, you shouldn't let that take away from your journey, because your journey is doing laundry, it's everything. Everything is repeat, you know? And that monotony, you have to sit in that silence and that monotony, and you have to embrace it for what it is, you know? And you can't let your ego get in the way and think. There was a big scandal with someone stealing jokes. And I think always when someone does that type of thing, they're not comfortable sitting in where they are, and they feel entitled or privileged to skip ahead.
I felt like it was cheat, okay, yeah, to jump some to rungs jump, of the ladder.
To jump some rungs of the ladder, and in the end, I think the universe does even that out, because
always
it's perfect. Always does, because it's not organic to where you are, and for every action there is a reaction.
It's a law.
It's a law.
That's the law, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you, Chad, for coming on my show. I feel like, I don't know, you feel like a brother to me. You
Thank
know?
You.
And I never had a brother growing up. I have a little brother now, and he's only like 8 or 9 now. He's 9. He just turned 9. And in a few years, he's going to be looking up to me. And I have to figure more of myself out, I think.
Doing great, man.
Thank you.
What's your age? 26, correct?
26. I'm 26.
Man, you're right on target, brother. Right on target. That's 26 is when I resigned from being an insurance broker and a fireman in upstate New York. I was 26.
Damn.
And I just said, no, thank you. June of 2011, I was 26. And a huge transition started happening in my life. I projected. I'm like, if I maintain this course, where am I going to end up? I did not like the picture. I did not like the vision that was showing up. However, okay, then what do you want to do? How do you want to change that? And I didn't know. I didn't know. So I just said, okay, what do you like to do? Well, I knew I liked to ride my bicycle. So I just hopped on my bicycle, started doing a lot of bicycle riding, and, like, started from there.
Wow.
and 4 years. I'm 3-0 at this moment in my earth years. I feel great. You know, I feel great. I'm on target. Things have really balanced out. It's still a wild, wild adventure, you know, here in Los Angeles. Still, I mean, relying on a whole army of people throughout the globe that really support me, you know. Every day it's like, how are you going to do it today? It's like, man, it's like Pinky in the Brain. What are we going to do tonight? The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world. That's just it, man. That's it. I'm getting better and better every day at this. Just want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing to all beings.
You are.
Blood of the carrots.
The blood of the carrots empowers you and employs you.
Yes.
It gives you the energy.
I loved my teeth.
You what?
I love my teeth.
You love your teeth.
The carrots have been helping.
Carrot eating teeth.
Yeah. Oh boy, yeah. I love it. This, what an absolute privilege. Yeah. We got 9 more beautiful minutes with you beautiful beings out there. You may be human, you may be non-human, but we still love you anyway.
We got some bots listening to us tonight.
Do we have anything in the repertoire that you'd like to share with us, Lord Yanker? What are you thinking?
I was a big dreamer. And let's say the thing about dreaming is I think there's a lot of tragedy to it, you know, because dreaming is a very popular way to look at what you're following. You're following your dreams, right? But I think that always dreams, always you wake up from dreams, you know, but I don't think that when you feel that itch to create and follow your own guide, that's not a dream. That's a belief. But there's a lot of beauty in dreaming, and dreaming is such a big part of my life, and I was always a dreamer. So I'm going to play you something from another dreamer, from one dreamer to another.
Lord Yanker, thank you.
Elvis Presley. One of my favorite crooners. I'm really into crooners. I feel like I am a crooner at heart. I love crooners because they're just, what can I say? They're sensuous and they're slow and they're powerful. And I think that's something that can sometimes be lost in our modern world of beep boop beep bop 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 bop, tick 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 tick. Tweet, Facebook, status update. So let us play this crooner, Mr. Elvis Presley.
There must be light burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Understanding sometimes, strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fears. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on. In a way. get the answer. Answer's gonna come somehow.
So that was If I Can Dream, and thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for Chad to join me once more in this epic journey of self-discovery that is Prosperity Propaganda, 3 p.m., and Chad has got his let's plug Chad's meditation on Sunday.
Saturday, 2:15.
Saturday,
2:15 to 3:15 at Mean Streets CrossFit Gym. Downtown Los Angeles. Yep. Thank you, Ronnie.
Yes, and I got a new sketch coming out from Dance Monkey Dance. Yep. Yeah, I'll keep you posted on that. And yeah, I also got a podcast, Morning Yoga, had my guest Adam Allgood on, and I'm releasing that, I think, in the middle of this week, Wednesday morning. So, let's leave Chad with getting us an outro song here. Here we go.
Mr. Yanker, some of the powerful affirmations I've been working with, the go-tos, just want to share it with the public here. When you need a little pick-me-up, I am strong. Affirm it. Believe it. Even if you don't believe it at the moment, just work with that. I am strong. I am strong, and I am capable to face whatever comes my way. I am getting stronger and stronger every day. Stay with that. Stay with that. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And just enjoy.
Tongue dances behind my lips. Fear. Don't you think that it's boring how people talk? Making smart with the words again. Well, I'm bored. Because I'm doing this for the thrill of it, killing it, never not chasing a million things I want. And I am only as young as the minute is, full of it, getting pumped up on the little bright things I bought. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. Pretty soon I'll be getting on my first plane. I'll see the veins of my city like they do in space. But my head's filling up fast with the wicked games up in flames. How can I fuck with the fun again when I'm known? And my boys trip me up with their heads again, loving them. Everything's cool when we're all in line for the throne. Forever. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. It looks alright in the pictures. From your window. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah.
Yeah. is me. The dead are rolling over. In this hole, thickening, dirt shoveled over shore.